Welcome to Living Way Church as we are being transformed by the Word of God through another dynamic message. Now join us to hear what God has to say as our service is already in progress.
We just celebrated Easter, amen? Amen. Easter, Resurrection Day, whatever, I know, I get it. You know, Easter, it means the same thing to me. Jesus is alive. Amen. Jesus went on the cross. He did amazing work up there. He endured so much. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay his life down for the ones he loves. And that's exactly what he did on the cross. So guess what? Now it's our turn. Amen. You know, he died for you so you could live for him. Amen? Amen. You know, and it's important that, you know, Easter is in a season, and we recognize the season that we're in the moment, right? What season is it? Spring. Spring. It's time for new life. It's time for, like Jesus did, it's time to resurrect. It's time to get out of the houses. The sun's coming out. You know, with spring comes, you know, for me and my family, spring cleaning. It's like once it starts getting nice, it's like, all right, let's get some things cleaned up and get ready so we can get it taken care of now and we can get out in the summertime and go be free and enjoy, you know, life. And that's the heart of Christ. That's why Jesus died on the cross, so that we can get things cleaned up, right? Cleaned up on the inside, cleaned up in our mind, so we can go out there and be free in who he called us to be, not bound and have so much agenda on us that we can't even say anything about him because we're so locked on what's going on, got to take care of this, got to get home, mow the yard, do, you know what I mean? You know how our minds work. Christ wants us cleaned up. He wants us free. That's why he did what he did on the cross. That's why it was so radical. There's a big mess. It's a big mess he had to clean up. That's why it was so violent and so ugly. But man, it's so beautiful at the same time, right? It's kind of just like when you start to clean up around the house and you start to clean up the yard, and next thing you know, you're like, man, I had a window back there. I didn't even know that thing was there. And you know what I mean? Or you got room and it's like, man, this is a nice room. You start shining, you smile, start getting happy, start getting the joy of the Lord inside of you. It's a time right now. That's what we're getting into. There's some things happening in our earth. You know, it's spring. It's time to rise up, wake up. You know, you don't want to get caught in the wrong season. Amen. You don't want to be hibernating when it's summertime. You know, nature even reveals itself according to what the Bible says. Amen. You know, the animals are giving birth right now. You know, they're not napping, they're not sleeping, they're waking up. They're rising up. New life is coming, and it's time in the Spirit to walk in the new life and life in the Spirit. Because, right, Jesus died on the cross. He resurrected from the grave. He meets back up with his disciples, and what's he say? He starts to encourage them for what comes next in Acts. He says, go wait for the promise. I want you to pray. I'm sending the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's time to walk in new life in the Spirit. It's not just get born again, forgiven of our sins, and then, okay, back to normality, or not go back to that normal life of being busy and all the craziness and forgetting about Jesus and then showing back up for next Easter. No, no. Every day, all day, 365, 24/7 for you, Lord. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, that room that we clean up in our heart that he cleaned up, he wants to make room. You know, it's funny, we take the stuff out of there, but the Lord wants to put some stuff back in it, amen? He wants to put his Spirit in there. He wants the Holy Spirit to come in, just like what's getting ready to happen. That's what's moving next in this next season. You know, and it's like over the winter, it's not only that things get a little bit cluttered, but I might cuss a little bit here, forgive me, but some of us even put on a little extra weight in the winter season. Just being real. Guilty. I don't move as much. I eat a little bit more. I understand. But in this new season, you know, it's time to get busy and be alive. Because, man, when we put on unnecessary weight, and I'm talking spiritually, it does the same thing that it does to you physically. It weighs you down. It slows you down. It steals your focus because you want to keep feeding that thing. Amen? Amen. But it's time to start feeding the Spirit. Amen. Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2 says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance. Amen. The race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the Father. Amen. You know, we're going to have to endure some things, some persecution. You know what I mean? It's happening right now. We're going to get into some things. But there's a reason that we got to keep the house clean and we got to lay aside the weight. You know, it's funny because I've been ministering this word at Crossover a few weeks ago. When we have Crossover, the first thing we do is get into the word. Amen. We worship. We worship first, don't we? But we worship a little bit different than we do here. We get warmed up for the game. We shoot shots. That speaker that you guys have generously given to, man, we play Christian hip-hop music and R&B, you know, hip-hop Christian music, and man, we're moving around and we're shooting because I love it, because that's worship to me, just like it is here. That's why we stand up out of our seats and, man, we wave our hands to the Lord. Man, the reality of it is there's some people that can't even do that. But Lord, if I can, I'm giving it all to you. That's why I've been getting down up there, little Lord. You know, I'm down, up, and part Catholic, amen? It's for you, Jack. You know, let's give them everything we got. And but see, that's the thing. We start putting on too much weight. We start getting unhealthy. And then we just want to get idle. We don't want to move. And man, there's something coming right now that we need to get busy and get active. You know, because just like the Bible's telling us, it's a season. It's spring. You know, look around. You know, look at what's happening. The trees are starting to bud. The grass is turning greener. Amen. And some things that, you know, that you didn't notice before are starting to reveal themselves. Like, man, I'm wearing a t-shirt now. I'm wearing no shirt now. Ooh. And or you know, looking around the yard and you start the sun's or the light's revealing some things. So it's time. That's my heart here in this, is I'm trying to bring it in soft, but it's time to clean up. It's time to clean up. The world needs help. And sorry, the president isn't going to fix all the work that needs to be done in the heart. Amen. God's people are. But we can't do it if we're overweighted and we're tripped up by sin. I know, because I've dealt with both of them. And I wasn't effective. I wasn't bold. And I wasn't passionate for what God called me to. Amen. Amen. So moving forward into this next season, because you know, the resurrection and the life of Christ now. It's life in the Spirit. We got to realize and open our eyes to what's going on. So let's spiritually get in shape. Let's spiritually get cleaned up and get a new fire and resurrected a new life for our passion and the gospel. You know, the sun is still shining. Amen. It ain't gonna be shining Monday. People are talking about it. But I'm gonna say something. I'll still be shining. Amen. I want you to still be shining. Just because the sun goes out, the moon might get in the way, he ain't gonna get in the way of my heart and my love for God's people. People need some loving. They're out there right now. These things are stirring up, amen. Which brings us to the title of my message this morning. For such a time as this. Signs of the times. Amen. It's real. It's all, you know, things are all over the media. You know, I'm not hiding it. I'm not hiding nothing. I know I'm right on track with what the Lord has prepared in my heart. I've had this word for about, you know, 2-3 weeks now stirring in my heart. You know, I knew Pastor Vic was told me what was going on, and so I started seeking the Lord for what he wanted me to share with the people. And I was even talking to somebody earlier and said, man, I know the Lord and the Holy Spirit is united in speaking this to his people, because I was uncertain and always ready. You got to be ready in a moment's notice to be moved in a different direction by the Holy Spirit. He works that way. So I was surrendered, like even this morning, if the iPad went out, which it didn't, thank God. You know, Lord, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to speak? But when we went to church last Sunday at Faith's Church, this word was on my heart. Signs of the times. And after, you know, they got done with worship, the pastor said, okay, you know, I want you to come back next Sunday, because we're going to start a new series. And his series was, a storm is coming. So I knew. I said, okay, I know what's going on. I see where everything's moving, and it's obvious to see where people's hearts are because, I don't have the news. I don't have cable, but I'm on YouTube, you know, the most trusted network on. So I'm being sarcastic. But, you know, the pictures on the video camera don't lie. Well, whatever. Yes, they do sometimes. Yeah, they do. Well, what I'm seeing on there and everybody else is talking about, I think it's pretty consistent. Some radical things happen. A boat did hit a bridge, right? And the earthquake did happen in Taiwan, and right? Yep. There's some radical things going on that, if you're reading the Bible, sound real familiar. Amen. And I want to dive into that. It's funny because I went and met up with one of my mothers in the faith, you know, mighty woman of God, and went and spent some time with her this week. And, you know, she was talking and praying for me, man, prophesying over me. And you know, even said the phrase, and it's a biblical verse. And it said, you know, God has anointed you and set you apart for such a time as this, Joshua. And that phrase has kind of been on my heart, and I've been saying it for these past couple months because I already seen some things stirring, and I'm sure you have too. And, you know, it's like, we got to get ready for such a time as this. You know, God's prepared us for such a time as this. So I did what you should do. I was like, well, man, where in the Bible is that? I'm hearing it. You know, you guys, people start saying things that are in the Bible, look them up. And, you know, so I looked up that scripture, and it's super cool where it's at and what I'm preaching. Let's check it out. It's in Esther chapter 4, verse 14. And, you know, we're going to read this two verses, but Esther, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Esther in the Bible. It's a powerful, amazing story. And it really puts to an end anybody that's questioning if God's going to use women to do mighty things. I got all women in my house, and they're all mighty and amazing. I'm thankful for you women. I can't be the man I am today if it wasn't for you. People are like, you ain't got no sons? I said, no, man, God knew what he's doing. If I needed all those women to make me the man I am, praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Mom. My mom's here. Love you. You want your family to come to church? Start preaching. Amen. So let's look at that. Well, like I said, just a little backstory on Esther. You know, Esther was called by God to go before a king who had power over all the land. And this king, even the king, who's unlike Jesus, because our king doesn't get manipulated by nobody. He stands firm to the end everlasting. Amen. But this king was being influenced by one of his leaders and influenced in a way to annihilate all the Jews and remove them from the face of the land. That thing's been going on forever, since the beginning of time in the Bible. And God called Esther, and Esther's people called upon her to go before the king and give a bold word and a radical, you know, almost like this could be the end time. Amen. I'm here now for such a time as this. Amen. Let's read it. Esther 4, verse 14. And Mordecai told them to answer Esther. That was Esther's uncle. She wasn't able to talk to her face to face. It says, do not think in your heart that you will escape the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. If you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. That's awesome, because I'm going to tell you, you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Jesus said. It's here. God's supernatural way and movement and provision is here for such a time as this. There's some unease and unrest in our world, in our cities, even in your homes, in your families right now. And God has brought you here, filled you with his love, his spirit, cleansed your heart and cleaned you up for such a time as this. Amen. It's time to spring ahead. It's time to rise up. Amen. You know, looking at this, it says, and Mordecai told him the answer. It says, do you not think in your heart that you will escape the king's palace any more than all the other Jews? Do you not think in your heart that you will escape the king's palace any more than any other Jews? Esther was close to the king. This is a powerful verse right here. We had Man Up men's breakfast yesterday, and we got in some good conversation. And man, one of the gentlemen that was there, man, he was just being so transparent, and I loved it because he revealed where his heart is. And he said, you know what? Man, there's these earthquakes and wars going on right now. And he says, honestly, it's like I don't even feel anything. And I said, you know, in my heart, I was like, man, how can you not have compassion? But at the same time, I said, I understood where he's coming at. That's where a lot of the church is at. And a lot of where people are at, even outside the church, they're numb. They're callous because, for one, they're not in the Word the way they should be. And we're seeing so much heartache and craziness right now that it's just not affecting us the same. You know, and that's a reality check too. Man, to maybe get away from the screen a little bit. I'm going to tell you what, I've been fasting all this week. I shut the tube off. I've been in the Word, and man, I'm in the presence of the Lord. And I'm sensitive. That's why I'll be weeping in worship, because I start seeing what God's seeing. And it's important that we start having His heart for this time and seeing what He's seeing, because people are hurt and broken. And you don't want to get numb in this time. I'm going to say what Jesus said. He said, I'd rather you burning hot or freezing cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth like vomit. Jesus, you said that? Thank you that you said that. That keeps me real, Father. There ain't no in-between. There's no, you know, look, there ain't no line that, you know, you're just going to stand and feel comfortable on. This is what the line looks like. You got the in-between. You got for the Lord. You got for the enemy. You're going to tell me you're going to stand like this and run real fast? No. You're going to fall on your face. You're going to get tripped up. I know, I've been there. I live lukewarm Christianity. And I thank God that He has saved me and brought me to the real place of His pure love. Amen. Holiness. It's time to walk in holiness, set apart and sanctified from the Lord, from the world. The world is dying and they're lost. And man, I'll tell you what brought me to the gospel and what helped save my life is when I seen men and women on God fire, and I knew I seen their lives and they were walking pure. I wanted that. I wanted it so much, and it was a mountain climb to get there. It don't have to be. That's why I'm taking the lessons I learned in that process. I'm taking it to those young men up at Crossover and saying, listen, you ain't got to go that way. You ain't got to do it like that. Let's get right now and keep on going. Amen?
Amen.
That's how it's supposed to be. No father wants to teach their kids the hard way. I don't. I don't want my kids to fall on their face and get banged up and then say, well, you should have known better. No, I'm, hey, stop now. Hey, that's the road over there. It's that time. It's that time. You know, out of my love, I might have to get a little bit louder. I might have to say some tough things. Jesus did. It's time when those questions, when those conversations stir up and the Holy Spirit moves you into somebody's path because a semi-truck's coming and they don't even see it. What are you going to do? Hey. No. You're going to get loud. You're probably going to run, hopefully. Go get them out of the way. Amen. But wait a minute. I don't want you pushing your gospel on anybody. I mean, they're pushing some things on us. Amen. There's a right way to do it. I'm not telling you to be aggressive and mean. And, you know, we can say the truth and do it in love and kindness. Amen. The truth will speak loud enough for itself. You just need to say it. Amen. Do not think you escape the king's palace any more than the other Jews. And I said that and I highlighted that verse because, you know, it's easy to get comfortable up in the palace. Amen. It's freedom, it's joy, it's peace. But guess what? In the palace, all the seats aren't filled. Amen. It's real. They're ready. They're out there. They're hurting and they're broke. They need to be in here. But we can't get complacent for such a time as this and not go out there and answer the call God's called us to. It's time to rise up. It's time to spring up for such a time as this. It's the signs of the times. They're revealing themselves. I'm not the bearer of bad news. The news is. Amen? But where's my OSL family at? Without the bad news, there ain't no good news. Amen? What's the good news? The gospel. He's alive. He's risen. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in this world. I'm ready. Been ready. I'm even more fired up now than I've been in the wintertime. Love man camp. Ladies, love you guys going to camp. Getting fired up, passionate for the Lord. Because the summer's here. It's spring. It's time to, you know, everybody's going to be out. Everybody's going to be out. Amen. It's time to talk to some people. Time to pray for some people. Time to say some tough things. Don't think that you're in the king's palace and any more than all the other Jews. You know, if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews in another place. Man, that's right on track with the book of Revelation. But it's a small group of Jews that the Bible says are going to get some salvation. And it's going to be a hard, hard, hard time like never, ever before, the Bible says, for them to endure and God come back for them. God's called us now for such a time as this. I don't have some love. Have the love of Jesus so much that you push yourself out of the way and don't worry about getting offended somebody and saying, man, I don't want you to go through this. I don't want you to be overwhelmed because, you know, there's an eclipse coming. I don't want you to be overwhelmed because, you know, a boat hit the bridge and earthquakes are happening all around us. Because that's where people are at. I'm not overwhelmed with it. I'm doing what God's calling all of us to do right now. Because guess what? When I get off this pulpit, I'm going to work. And you know what I'm going to do. Every day, as soon as I'm looking for it. I had finished a boiler job up this week at my job. And, man, I'm in a very nice house in Long Beach. Wonderful man. And older gentleman. And, man, you know, from the outside, he's got it all. He really does, man. We're doing, you know, a double-digit job. I don't want to say the numbers, but it's an expensive job. He obviously has things. But I can't look on the outside and make that judgment. The Holy Spirit sees his heart, and I know what's going on. And, man, it was just me and him. He was down in the basement. I was working on that boiler, and all of a sudden, Holy Spirit said, say something, Joshua. You know, I knew the devil wasn't telling me to preach the gospel to him. I knew a voice was talking to me, amen? And I said, hey. I said, you know, Mike, where are you at with God? Do you believe in God? And, man, it was awesome. He did. He's a Catholic brother, man. But that right there just shifted, and we were able to, man, like, there was union right then and there. And then our conversation started stirring up about the Lord a little bit more the rest of that week. You know, and he was even engaged with me about man up and man camp. It's like I gained a brother just like that. And I wanted to hear his heart, you know. There's some wise men and women of God around you, but if you just talk about the normal things that's outside of the kingdom, man, you're not going to gain their wisdom. They're not going to gain your wisdom. I'm saying it's time to talk the talk, walk the walk, amen. And reach out. So it's so cool how I looked that verse up. That was prophesied over me. I seen it was in Esther, which is one of my family's favorite stories. Who's seen One Night with the King in here? Man, you gotta watch. You have to watch. I love it because people always come to me. You need to watch this movie, Josh. You need to watch this movie, family. One Night with the King is an amazing movie about Esther. It nails it. It's so powerful. Watch that movie. This will come to life even more for you. Is anybody watching The Chosen? Yes. Watch The Chosen. You can get the visual of what the gospel is you're reading in this Bible. It's super good before the TVs go out. Amen. No, I know. I'm gonna be silly, a little bit serious. I almost wanted to get my real Bible up here because Pastor Vic has always encouraged us to read a real Bible. I said, man, I better practice reading this thing. I might not have my iPad no more. I believe, according to the Bible, its consistency, its accuracy, the archaeological evidence that time and time again proves the Bible true, the prophecy so abundantly and accurately fulfilled in the Bible, over 300 by Jesus himself, which, I'm going to get a little nerdy here for a second because I love Elaine even though he's not here, which mathematicians, Elaine's a math teacher in college, but mathematicians and scholars explain that the probability and the odds of Jesus fulfilling those 300 prophecies, not to mention all the other prophecies that have been fulfilled in the Bible, because the Bible's accuracy, and I just want to build your faith and trust in it, amen. They said the odds of that, him fulfilling those 300 prophecies to the T over thousands of years span, is like filling Texas 2 feet deep with silver dollars, taking a gold silver dollar, chucking it right down there in the middle of Texas, stir it all up, you know, send a hurricane, whatever it takes, or tornado, not a hurricane. Stir it all up, and then you take a walk into Texas, dig in there, one silver dollar. Those odds are astronomical. The Bible is amazing. Jesus is amazing. Amen. He didn't even have access to the Bible like we did this way. He was the Word, amen. But like Jesus is going to go around and say, okay, listen, it says in Isaiah, this was going to happen. I need you to meet me over here at the inn. I need you to get that donkey ready. No, man, he's just doing life, and the Bible is real and came alive. It was talked about. It happened. It's happening today. That's why I'm saying it. Prophecy's being fulfilled. Things are happening. Amen. It's time to recognize the seasons and the times and speak up. Luke 21, 28 says, because I just said it, you know, we're talking about the earthquakes, the wars and rumors of wars, Ukraine, Israel, Texas. That's kind of something people are concerned about, civil war in Texas stirring up. Don't lose heart. It's just the reality of what's going on and what people are talking about. But Luke 21, 28 says, now when these things begin to happen, and I want to encourage you, it's not time of me, oh my. It says, look up and lift your head. Why? Let's say it together. Because our redemption draws near. Yes. Amen? Yes. That's what we're here for. Jesus is coming back. Yes. It's time to stop feeling weird about it and say it. There is a rapture coming. Jesus is coming back. Yes. Amen? Yes. Get in the boat. Get in the boat. There's a flood coming. Man, Noah, we're right where Noah was at. The Lord told Noah the word. What was he doing? He prepared. He heeded the voice of the Lord and prepared, and salvation came. Amen. And I love God's heart right now, because the reality of it is, people are in a place, the world is in a place where it's like, well, if God's real, why is this happening? Because he loves you, which is going to jack them up, but then you're going to explain, because there's an enemy happening too. And the Lord prepared us for this. He loves us. We're going to get into more. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, Jesse, what's the time here? I'm jumping ahead. Let's look at Matthew 24, 3 through 14. You know, just to re-encourage the body, you know, the end is the beginning. There's no end times in eternity. Amen? Amen. Man, we are going to live forever. With no more tears, no more suffering, no more pain, with our family members where we know that they're at, and my animals, I'm an animal lover. My dog passed away, I miss him. But, you know, God's got it set up for us. And he's got it set up for the world too. But they're blind right now. Jesus said he came to make blind eyes open. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. We're here now. Amen. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, I need to go there because that's far and it's not all up there. Let me go. I got to talk. I'm turning. I'm just going to Matthew 24. Come on. Yeah. I know I look like it right now. Oh, Matthew 24. I know. I pressed the wrong button. And I say I use the iPad because it's faster and I can transition quicker. No, same as turning the pages here. Matthew 24. Okay. And now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Amen? It's not yet. We still have some time, and it's important for the when we get outside of here that we start comforting on that. How do we know it's not yet? Because the red letters in your Bible from Jesus, who spoke it himself, said wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, things just like is going on right now more than ever before. And listen, Bible scholars across the land, even people that ain't believing are in the Word, are agreeing that we are in the last days. The end time is coming near. And people are talking about it, but yet, guess what? It's not yet. And it says, "And there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places." All these things are the what? Beginning of sorrows. So we know what's going on. It's time to take that and get some sense of urgency in us right now. And that's what I want to encourage in the body. That's what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and telling me to encourage you with, is that, man, don't lose heart. In my Father's house are many mansions. That's John chapter 14. You know, we ain't got to worry about that. And we ain't got to worry about what's going on right now, you know, because God's got us. But it's time to comfort the people. They're stirred up. This part gets a little rough, but it's the truth. God's preparing us for it. "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake." This is happening. Thank God it ain't happening in America like it is right now, overseas and in some countries where they are. You know, they're murdering Christians. They're going in churches and bombing them and blowing them up. It's the truth. Don't lose heart. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you." Hey, remember this, that one guy said this, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Amen. That's what the Apostle Paul said. You speak that over yourself when the death, you know, angel comes knocking at the door, and then you point to the blood over the doorpost and you say, "No, I live forever. You're not going to take me out that way." So don't get fearful for such a time as this. Amen. Listen. "Then many false prophets will arise and deceive many." I see them on YouTube. They're on the news. "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." Yes. Is that not happening? Yes. My brother that we prayed for, and his love, it might have grown cold, but I believe we heated it back up yesterday when he was being honest and said, I don't feel anything anymore. That was a believer in the church. But I praise God for his never-ending failing love that led his butt right back into the church house. And then he confessed where he's at, and we prayed for him. Amen. It's a reality. This is what's going on right now. The love of many will grow cold. How, you know, we see it. You're like watching the news and seeing things that are happening with famous people that should, you would think they'd be the most loving ones. They got all the money, the cars, and this and that. And they're doing some of the most horrendous things that you can even think of. Because they don't have love. They're led by the prince and the power of the air. And his toxicity is starting to make the love of many grow cold. You keep your love in Jesus. Keep your heart in the Word. He's telling us what's going on. Amen? Amen. Well, Let's look at Luke 21, 29 through 33. What time is it? Is it really? It's almost 10:30? Okay. Man. Oh, sorry. I'm not sorry, but we're shifting right now. We're doing communion today. Hallelujah. I'm learning well from Pastor Vic. Listen, I only got 17 more scriptures, and I'm not even. One more, two more, three more, four more. No. Just kidding. Listen, let's shift our hearts. Kim, if you could get some music going for us a little bit, because you know we're talking about some serious things. I'm reading the Bible. I'm encouraging this. Every section, except for Esther, these words were written in red. It's what Jesus said. It's what he died and resurrected on the cross for, to let us know, man, death, where is your sting? It has no more place in me. Amen? We were prepared for such a time as this. Christ just gave his life on the cross so that we could go give our lives. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down your lives for your friends and the ones you love. Clean the house up. You did when you came to Easter service and you prayed and you gave your heart to the Lord. Let's stay in that momentum. We realize what's going on outside. It's getting realer than ever before. The Bible just keeps proving itself time after time again. Amen. The Lord's revealing himself in my heart. He's blessed me and love me and set me freer than I've ever been before. I'm in a lot of love, amen. And I don't want to keep it to myself. You don't keep it to yourself. It's time to enter into communion with the Lord. I want to go to John chapter 6, 51 and 58. You know, you guys get your bread ready. I'm going to read, speak to you what the Lord said. Love you, Lord. Just let worship just start to enter your heart right now. Maybe start under your breath, just giving God praise and thanks. Psalm 51. Love you, Lord. Love you. We need you, Lord. Verse 49, it starts with this. It says, your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. This bread, the bread of life, the bread of Christ. He is the bread. It says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Amen. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I give for the life of a few. No, the life of the world. It's time to give our lives for the world. It's time to receive Christ. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They were stuck in their logic. It's time to get stuck in the Spirit of the living God and in your heart and realize the flesh that was given that we eat is what Christ was beaten and bloodied and persecuted on the cross for. That's what we're eating. We're becoming one with that. We receive that, Lord. We receive your payment. So I want you to close your eyes right now. Lord Jesus, I don't take lightly what you did on the cross, not at all. We just celebrated it last week, and I'm not going to stop celebrating it, Lord. At this moment, we lift you up. We receive this bread. Take of the bread right now. And Lord, we surrender all our hearts to you. Lord, we want to be one with you. Just as you and the Father are one, we want to be one with you. We receive you. We give you thanks for the punishment that you endured so we could have life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. He said, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. For he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me. That means to live, dwell, stay, remain, make your home in me. And I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. That's what we're doing right now. We're feeding to live with Christ. Food is nourishment, it's life. It gives us energy. It gives us what we need to move for such a time as this. Amen. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He eats this bread and drinks this wine will live forever. Let's raise it up to the Lord. Amen. This is the blood. Close your eyes. This is the blood, Lord, that you shared. Lord, that you gave. You surrendered for us. You let your life flow out of you that it could fill us up. And Lord, you made a promise only breakable by death. But Lord, I'm so encouraged right now that there is no death with you. This promise goes on forever and ever and ever. Your love for us, your promises, your healing in our bodies, Lord, your wisdom, your power forever in us. Lord, if you believe that, surrender your heart to the Lord right now and just receive the blood of the new covenant that washes you clean and free. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We need you, Holy Spirit. I want you to pray this with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you went to heaven to be with the Father. That I can stay here right now and be filled with the Holy Spirit. That you rose the dead with, that you opened blind eyes with, and you healed broken hearts with, and you casted out the demons and the enemy of the darkness so that I could do it too. So I ask right now, Jesus, Holy Spirit, please come into my heart. Fill me overflowing. And moving me for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's give him a hand. Hallelujah. Listen, we prayed that prayer because that's where the gospel's moving. That's what happens after Easter. It's time to get filled with that power. I know Pastor Vic's moving in that direction. Pastor Vic, I'm excited that he's coming back, and I know he's going to be healthy and strong and rested up because, man, Pastor Vic is next level. I sit and listen to him preach, and I am blown away. It's so cool to partner with him and see how he's grown in the gospel and wisdom and love. I am honored and blessed, and my family and my life bears testimony to surrendering my hearts to the Lord and following a good pastor. Get committed to your pastor. If it ain't here, get committed to the pastor where the Lord's led you. Amen. And then do that for the next person God's put in your life under you so we can keep this thing moving. Amen. Let's go change the world and save the city. Amen. Amen. You guys have a blessed week. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this message. If you are looking for a home church, we would love to see you here at Living Way. Please visit Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. You will find us at 2410 Duneland Beach Drive, Michigan City, Indiana, or view us on the web at myrealchurch.com.